Marjorie Taylor Greene, Buttigieg more interested in equity, inclusion, grant giving, just feeding than rail safety. By Jeff Poor on February 15, 2023. Tuesday, during an appearance on FNC's Hannity, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, attacked Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg for his handling of the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment. Greene charged Buttigieg was focused on the wrong issues before the derailment. You know, some people talk about, for example, wind turbines contributing to the death of whales and bird life, etc. In that case, host Sean Hannity said, nobody wants to seem to talk about that, and then you have this toxic chemical mess in Ohio, in Palestine, that we reported on earlier in the program. And I don't hear anything from the new Green Deal climate alarmist cult about what is an environmental disaster by every measure. Why? Well, I'm not sure, Greene replied. I don't know why AOC isn't dressed in white and crying for the dead whales that keep washing on the beach from wind farms that are being placed all over the ocean. And people are calling the alarms over how this is not only killing unknown thousands of bird species but also causing whales to beach themselves at record numbers. But the real problem, Sean, is Pete Buttigieg. He's the Secretary of Transportation, and he's more interested in equity and inclusion in his hiring practices and grant-giving schemes and obviously probably chest-feeding or something like that than he is rail safety. And that's where we have real danger in our country. You see, Pete Buttigieg was never qualified for the job. And I believe we need to haul him in our committees and start questioning him over what's actually happening in his department, because train derailment is happening every single day. And now thousands of people, birds, animals, they're all sick, she continued. And we don't know the consequences of this horrible accident in East Palestine. But we have people like Ilhan Omar. She wants to, you know, crack down on corporate greed when it comes to rails and the privately owned sections of rails. But really, what we have to do is we have to make sure that our rails are safe. Democrats passed a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, and only $1 billion went toward rail safety. This is a failure. It would have never happened under a Republican-controlled infrastructure bill. And we need to hold Democrats accountable for this, especially Pete Buttigieg. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.